Gives for the Poor, Chapter 7. Obviously, the import of all of the very technical halachas we've been going over is that Jews are supposed to take care of one another, and particularly the poor amongst them. Now we're going to speak a little bit more generally about that concept. First halacha, there is a positive commandment to give to the poor in accordance with one's ability to do so. Second halacha, if someone sees a poor person and he hides his eyes from him and therefore does not give him tzedakah, he has transgressed a negative commandment. Specifically, do not harden your heart or close your hand against your brother, the poor person. And that's Devarim, Deuteronomy, chapter 15, verse 7. Third halacha, one is required to give to a poor person whatever it is that he lacks. If he lacks clothing, one should clothe him. If he does not have household implements, they should be provided to him. If he does not have a wife, we should help him get married. Or for an unmarried woman, we should help her find a husband. If a person used to be wealthy, and therefore used to ride a horse and have a servant go before him, and then he loses all his money, we should attempt to provide him a horse to ride and a servant to walk in front of him. But one is not required to enrich him. Fourth halacha. If there is an orphan for whom people are seeking a wife, first they should provide him with a house and a bed and various household implements, and afterwards they should find him a wife to marry. Fifth halacha. When a poor person comes and asks for his needs, if the person giving tzedakah does not have the ability to give him what he needs, he must nonetheless give in accordance with his ability. And here we give some measures. The best way to perform the mitzvah is to give a fifth of one's resources. The middle path, so to speak, is to give a tenth, and any less is considered stingy. But a person must give at least a third of a shekel every year. This is a little less than 7 grams of silver. Even a poor person is obligated to give at least this amount every year. Sixth halacha. When a poor person comes and he says, I am hungry, please give me food, it is not appropriate to investigate and determine whether he's being deceitful. Rather, he should be provided food. However, if he asks for clothing and we do not recognize him, it is proper to investigate. Of course, if one already knows him, it's unnecessary to investigate and clothing should be provided for him immediately. Seventh halacha. It is proper to sustain and to feed non-Jewish poor people amongst Jewish poor people, and this is an extension of the concept of Darchei Shalom, the ways of peace. When one goes door to door, it is fitting to give him a small gift as opposed to a large one, but he should not be turned away empty-handed. Even one fig is sufficient. Eighth halacha. When a poor person travels from place to place, he should be given at least a loaf of bread that's sold for a pundian, roughly the equivalent of 0.4 grams of silver. If he stays overnight, he should be given a mattress and a pillow, as well as oil and beans. If he stays for Shabbos, he should be given food for the 3 Shabbos meals, and that would be oil and beans, as well as fish and vegetables. Of course, if one recognizes him, he should be given according to his honor. Ninth halacha. If there is a poor person who does not want to accept charity, it is proper to trick him into accepting it by giving it to him as a present or as a loan, such that he will not be embarrassed to take it. But if a wealthy person starves himself because he's a miser, we do not support him because he can support himself. Tenth halacha. If someone does not want to give tzedakah and refuses to give tzedakah, it is proper for a Jewish court to force him to do so, and to give him stripes for rebellious conduct, and even to enter his property and to take his property against his will in order to provide charity. 11th halacha. In the case of a person who is exceedingly kind-hearted and therefore gives more than he really can afford, or who gives really more than he's able to so that he won't be embarrassed, it is forbidden to demand and collect charity from him, and the Holy One, blessed be He, will seek retribution against anyone who does this. 12th halacha. It is inappropriate to impose a levy on orphans, even if it is for the sake of pidyon shivuim, that is, releasing captives. And this is true even if they have quite a bit of money. If a judge imposes a levy on them in order to increase their name, this is acceptable. A charity collector, and by the way, when we use that term here, charity collector, it's gabay tzedakah. That's not just talking about someone who's walking around collecting money for himself or for an institution. It's talking about someone who is appointed by the local court to collect money. Okay, back to the halacha. A charity collector may take a small amount from women, children, and servants, but he may not take a large amount. 13th halacha. One should provide for a poor person who is one's close relative before others. The poor of one's household should come before the poor of one's city. The poor of one's city should come before the poor of a different city. 14th halacha. If a person is taking a business trip and comes to a city, and the city levies an assessment on him for tzedakah, for charity, he should give to the poor of that city. If most of a city's inhabitants, however, do business outside of the city, this could cause a problem. So they should set aside money for charity, and they should bring it back to the city in which they live and distribute it there. And if there is a town rabbi or the like, it should be given to him so that he can divide it amongst the people as he sees fit. 15th and final halacha. If a person directs that his assets should be given to a synagogue, it should be given to the synagogue that he attends. If he attends two, it should be divided amongst them.